Yeah, so we just started the Sefer that Geras Hagra, where he gives the Mussar and direction to his wife about how to run the household when he leaves. Okay? And like we said, there's some intense Mussar there in terms of, you know, what his expectation from his family is. But regardless, so he continues like this. So the first thing he starts is Basi Lavakesh Meitchem Shlotitzdaru Klalu Klal Kamashiv Tichuli Amitis Gam Dotidagu. First of all, I don't want to cause you any tsar. I don't want to cause you any pain. And I want to make sure that you do not suffer from this, that I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Then he says, Hine Anoshim Noisim Al Kamashonim Bishvil Momri. There are people that travel many years to make money. Manichim nishisayim, they leave their wives behind. Gam hein, and even they, nov and nod b'choisakol, are suffering in their travels. Vani, however, I toydal akel noisea le'aretz hakadosha. First of all, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, if you let me go, you're not letting me go just to make money. You're letting me go to Eretz Yisrael. And what's good about Eretz Yisrael? So it's a few l'shoynis, which are very beautiful language and how he refers to Eretz Yisrael. He says, number one, Shakol mitzapim lirosa. Everyone is mitzape to see it. Now, what does mitzape mean? So there's two languages for hope in Lashon Kodesh. There's a word called kivisi, I hope, and there's Lashon of sipisi. So, like it says, as it says in the Sefer. So, what is kivisi? What is tzipui? So, kivisi is hope. Tzipia is eagerly awaiting something. It's not hope. So, for example, you've sent your child away to camp, and you're waiting for them to come home. So, okay, I hope everything's good. I hope everything's safe. I hope they come home. No. Their scheduled flight is for tomorrow at 2 p.m. You're being mitzapeh for that time to come. You're expecting it. You know it's going to come. You're being mitzapeh for the Yeshua. You're going to ask us, lo'ilam habo. They're going to ask you, tzipisa li'Yeshua. They're not going to ask you, kivisa li'Yeshua. Did you think the Mashiach was going to come? Did you hope the Mashiach was going to come? See, peace of Yeshua. Did you eagerly await? So the sipia is a stronger lush, like the Gemara says. It's literally waiting for it to happen. So you're seeing it, right? So like you're standing and you could see it in the distance. You're literally waiting for it to come. So the Gra is saying here that ani toydal akel nesel le'aretz hakadosha shehakol mitzapim lir'oisa. It's everyone has a tzipia to see it. Meaning it's not just one of those things that I hope I get to it one day. It's right there and I'm going to see it and I need to see it and I want it and I'm mitzapim lir'oisa. So that sipia what he's basically saying is that I'm so eagerly awaiting to see it that I can't hold myself back. It's not just a hope. It's not just an eventuality. Mitzapim lir'oisa. And more than that, chemdas kol Yisrael. It's the desire of everyone in Klal Yisrael to have a portion and to see that land of Eretz Yisrael. Now, a few things. So first of all, what is the Lashon Chemdas Kol Yisrael that the Gra is playing here? So he says that there's two words for desire in Lashon Kodesh. There's a word called tshuka, and there's a word called chemda. Tshuka is a desire. Tshuka is an inner desire for something. I have a tshuka to get it. Chemda, as we know, loisach moed. You should not eagerly desire your friend's stuff. So what's it called in English? You shall not covet. Mm-hmm. Hardy, what does covet mean? Besides lasachla,
eagerly desire.
So you shouldn't covet. So I don't think covet, not that I know what it means, but I don't think it means chemda. Because chemda means a desire which is so strong that it pushes a person towards action. He cannot hold it back. He's chayvin, and that's why the Gemara says that if a person forces someone to sell them something, let's say you go to a store, and you tell the store owner, oh, I love your watch. The store owner says, well, that's not for sale. That's my watch. So he says, it better be for sale. How much is it worth? Well, it's worth $500, but it's not for sale. So he says, well, here's $100, and he takes the watch. Did he transgress any Avera?
Yes.
Is it an Avera? Yes. He didn't steal. It's one of the 10 commandments. Aseret HaDibrot. Loi Sachmoid. Don't desire someone's stuff. And you desired it so badly that you couldn't hold yourself back. Now you didn't steal, but you were even Loi Sachmoid. So, what?
Chamas deraisa?
I don't know if that's Chamas.
First step.
That's Loi Sachmoid.
Desire is seen in the plane of month.
Uh-huh.
Before that, you steal it, but you stole the payment. But he had no desire to sell it to you.
Okay, so I'm saying that's Loi Sachmoid. So the it could be both. So the Gra is saying it's Chem das Kol Yisrael, meaning it's a desire that everyone has, but it's not just a desire that's like a philosophical, theoretical desire. It's a desire that pushes people to do crazy things. So what he's saying is it's pushing me to go to Eretz Yisrael. I have no way to hold myself back. It's Chemdas Kol Yisrael. They have in brackets here, different gersa. It's Chemdas Hashem Yisbarach. Chukasam, the Kol Elyonim V'Tachtonim to Chukasam Eilau. It's a little bit of a different nusach. But, okay. So he said, number one is I'm not traveling for business. I'm traveling to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now they bring down here a beautiful lashon of the Ramban. What a person is supposed to feel like when they go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban basically says that when in the pasuk it says that the nations of the world that did toyevais, the nations of the world that did immoral behavior, the land of Eretz Yisrael ka'ah vomited them out. Threw them out because the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is so strong that it could only be soigel proper behavior. Now the Ramban has a lashon here. He says like this: He ikar hamitzvos liyoshvim baretz Hashem. The ikar of mitzvos is for those living in Eretz Yisrael. Well, fikach amru b'sifri. That's why they say in the sifri v'yiroshta v'yashavta ba v'shamarta lasos yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shkula keneged kol hamitzvos. Living in Eretz Yisrael, shokol, connected all the mitzvahs, v'kach yishnui b'tei sefto. Then says the Ramban, because remember, the Ramban also left his land to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he says a very similar thing to what the Lashon of the Gra is, interestingly. He says, v'zehu masho itziani me'artzi. This is what caused me to leave my land, v'tiltalani me'mekoimi, and made me metaltal, like move around from place to place. Azavti es beiti, I left my home, natashti es nachlasi, I left behind my inheritance. Connecting back to the Gemaras that we learned by Rav Bar Chana. We learned about the raven, about how the raven is considered it's a mean animal, but really is a good animal. It's similar to be talking. So he says, I became like an oirev albonai to my children. Achzari albonoisai. I basically left my children up and said, Hashem, you take care of my kids, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. What's the Ramban right? Said he did. Lefi shiratzoni liyos tiltol nishmasi, because I want my neshama to be b'chek imi, held inside my mother's, held by my mother. So he says, how could I not go back to Eretz Yisrael and be held in my mother's embrace? So in other words, the Ramban is saying is that Klal Yisrael can only feel the full shlemus of the Ratzon of Hashem and the Korva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it's the Chuka and the Mitzvah Pemelo. The Pnei Yeshua writes that you're only Yoytzi the Mitzvah of Yishev itself if you're going for the right reasons. You're going in order to do mitzvahs better, in order to be Mekayim, this feeling of the Ramban. But you're going Stamazaya because, you did a good falafel, or because, some other odd reason. Well, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah.
So nationalistic reasons.
What?
Nationalist.
If they don't include doing mitzvahs, the performance of mitzvahs in a better, more mahudra way, then Pasha's not.
So they didn't have a parnasa set up over there or anything like, because also issue where it's all, you need to have something.
There was no, the people that
issue where it's all, it's also that you need to have something proper to the.
Yeah, but he has a story here from Rameir Orbach. Rameir Orbach was the Baal Imri Bina that basically says that I have nothing in Aktsov, I'm going anyway. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Depends on the level of.
Right. Okay, so that's what he means. That's what he's calling Eretz Yisrael right now. And he says, "Ani nosea b'shalom." Second of all, I'm traveling in peace. We have nothing to worry about. V'gam at yodas. And furthermore, you know, my wife, she'inachti yoladai, I left my children behind. Shalibi hoime aleim, that my heart is, hoime is a very, It's connection. It's a certain deep connection. So v'gam svarai hayikar. I'm also leaving behind my svar. And then he has an interesting lashon. V'es yikar tiferes basi, and I'm leaving behind my tiferes, the beauty of my home. Now. What in the world is the Gros saying with that? I'm living back my beauty of my home. I'm saying, I don't think he lives in a very beautiful home, Pashtas. Second of all, I'm sure he didn't care about it if he did. So what does he mean? I'm going to be a ger. You should see from that how strong the my desire to go is. So he brings on the bottom over here. He wants to spell tzu. Something from the Sava of Rabbi Michal Yehuda Feinstein, Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz. So Michal Yehuda said that he didn't want to be eulogized in the yeshiva, and he didn't want to be eulogized in a shul. He wanted to be eulogized, and his levaya should be in the house that he lives in. Why? Because every single brick and every single piece of plaster in that house was miskadish with Torah. With a little bit of Torah that I learned, and a little bit of chesed that I did, and a little bit of your shmayim that we had, and I used everything that I had in order to do mitzvahs with him. What? So he's trying to say that the Gra is saying that my house was where I shtayged. So I'm leaving behind my tiferes basi, the place that I've put in years of my life to shtayg and grow and teach talmidim. That's what I'm leaving behind. And that was very precious to him because that contributed to who he was. And I'm leaving all this behind to go to Eretz Yisrael. This is the background of the letter. All right?
He also mentioned the presence in the chos. That's like his sheikah somewhere. All right?
Okay. Well,